Okay, welcome to the How to Promote Your Business show that's brought to you every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. And I am Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, and this show is being brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results. Our dear host, Keith Wheeler, is off today to a well-deserved rest, and we'll be back next week. We also want to remind you that this show is also brought to you by the Rapidy Marketing. So let me tell you what it's about. So how would your business like to be a little more efficient and profitable? The answer is by using the Rapidy Marketing browser-based marketing system and contact management system all in one, and I guarantee you're going to love it. Rapidy Marketing can manage your contacts using CRM, email, newsletters, tool, just about anything you can think of it can do. If you are interested in trying this product or even seeing a demo on it, I want you to get to that phone right now and pick it up and call Keith Wheeler, who's mowing his lawn right now, and he's not going to come to the phone.
I thought he was getting a break.
He's mowing his lawn, but he's at 314-766-1000. That's 314-766-1000.
Good afternoon. I'm April Truppiano, your new co-host. I get to say that for one more week.
Yay.
An international expert on leadership. And my expertise is in helping businesses create their vision, develop their personal brand of leadership, and design their legacy. Now, with this economy that we have right now, guys, all of us are always on the hunt for solutions to help our businesses grow, to be more successful, and to be the best leaders we can be inside of our industry and our business. And this show is devoted to solutions for you. So each week on our live show, we cover areas such as sales tips, marketing strategies, legal advice, and we even bring in experts to help you.
Hi, and I'm David Weiss, the resident legal guru, and also, I'm not a new co-host, but I am a co-host, and welcome to all of our listeners. And since this is a live show, we do encourage you to call in with your questions or comments. If you're in St. Louis, 314-969-1380 gets to us, or nationwide, 1-800-491-1380. Again, locally, 314-969-1380, and nationwide, 800-491-1380. And you can also reach us on the web by going to howtopromoteyourbusinessshow.com. Again, howtopromoteyourbusinessshow.com.
And I want to remind our listeners that we are live streaming, so you can listen in on the radio or on the internet.
We're live. We're actually live. And also, we want to remind you that there are fellow Rotarians listening. We're going to introduce the show in a little bit, so hang on. But callers, we have a gift for you. If during the show, whether you're just calling our distinguished guest over here, John Baker, the president of Rotary, or you're calling in to say hi, and you've gotten the numbers from our esteemed resident guru, David, we will give you the Rapidy Virtual Office Tool Suite as a gift for today for calling in. So after you say hi, let John, our distinguished engineer, who doesn't say too much because he's chasing the panel, just be sure to stay on the line.
So this afternoon, David, talk to us about the book that you're thinking about this summer. I know that you love to read as much as all of us do, and what is it you'd like to share with our listeners
today?
Well,
my next new book, and it's in 2 weeks I'm going to be up in Michigan, and that's the read that I'm going to have. It's called The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. And Eric defines a startup as in his terminology, an organization dedicated to creating something new under conditions which are extreme uncertainty. This isn't just true for one person in a garage or a group of seasoned professionals in a Fortune 500 boardroom. It's for all of us. What they have in common is a mission, as I understand what, reading the promo on the book, is to penetrate the fog of uncertainty and discover a path to success for a sustainable business. So the lean-up startup approach, again, I haven't read it yet. I can talk more in 2 or 3 weeks, is approach the approach fosters companies that are both more capital efficient and that leverage their human creativity more effectively. Inspired by lessons from lean manufacturing, which has been around for a long time now, seems like a long time, it relies on validated learning, rapid scientific experimentation, as well as a number of counterintuitive practices that shorten product development cycles, and they measure actual progress without resorting to metrics which can be manipulated, and learn what customers really want. It enables a company, in other words, to shift directions with agility, altering plans inch by inch and minute by minute.
April's written a book, too. What's the book you've written, April?
Well, I have written the book called The 7 Points of Impact, and I'm also working on my second book, which is Click, Leadership Secrets to Thrive in Your Business and Love Your Life.
How can somebody get a hold of you if they want to get that book?
Well, they can email me at april@getclicknow.com. That's A-P-R-I-L-L-E at getclicknow.
Well, and I'm going to tell you something, and we've got a lot of distinguished people in the room here, but and thank you, David, for the soliloquy on the book.
I know that was a little more than paying a price. It's not exactly
I kind of felt like
book.
You were reading the book to me.
It's not exactly like your typical beach book, but trust me, you know, you got to take the time when you have some time to devote and then not be pressured so you can think about it, reflect on it. Just just when you're out, whether you're sailing or playing golf or going for a bike ride, it's just in the back of your mind, what I call percolating.
I like percolating. And speaking of percolating, we have a dynamic percolating individual in the studio with us today. He's smiling at me. And
John
is nodding his head no.
Over.
John, get on the mic. Welcome to the show. Tell the people who you are. Let them know what you do with whatever you want to say, John.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm John Baker, and I am the brand new president of the Downtown St. Louis Rotary Club 11.
Yay!
Yay!
And how many more of those meetings do you have to do, John?
Only 51.
Only 51. Okay.
Not that you're counting.
I said, how long have you been president of the Rotary? He said, oh, just since last Thursday. I thought you were teasing me.
Well, what in the world would make you on a hot St. Louis day want to come here and talk today? What topic would you like to talk about today?
Well, why don't we talk about Rotary, Stan? That's my favorite subject.
Me too.
All right. It's just a thrill for me to have the opportunity to talk about Rotary, both nationally, internationally, and all of the good work that the Downtown Club, St. Louis Rotary Club, does in our community.
Absolutely. And we are so honored to have John here. He's also one of the founders. May we say your company name?
Oh, please.
Oh, okay. John is one of the founders of an engineering company, and correct me along the way, of Geo Technology, which is a real institution in the sales market. And recently, you're involved with the Mississippi River Bridge. How do you say that?
Mississippi River Bridge crossing in St. Louis.
Yeah.
New River Bridge under construction.
So, I mean, he's involved with that.
Well, you know what I like about organizations like Rotary, and there's some other ones, the Optimists and whatnot, they are groups of individuals that come together for a collective purpose and achieve their goals. I mean, from a business perspective, it's a model that works.
Absolutely.
Okay, now you stay tuned, because when we get back, we're going to start grilling. I mean, we're going to start asking John questions about the Rotary.
Should I lock the door now?
No, don't lock the door. This isn't Watergate. But we will be right back after these commercials.
How would you like your business to be more efficient and profitable? The answer is by using Rapid eMarketing browser-based marketing system and contact management system all in one. Rapid eMarketing can manage your contacts using the CRM tool, mail email newsletters with the e-newsletter tool, gather information from your contacts using the surveys and polls tools, track tasks and appointments with a calendar, share documents, images, videos, and more with the My Files and Our Files capability. There is no installation necessary. Access Rapid eMarketing from any computer with an internet connection. For more information on how you can manage your business more efficiently and profitably, call Keith Wheeler at 314-766-1000. That's 314-766-1000.
All businesses to varying degrees face a common stream of issues. What does it take to start a business? How do I protect my business and me from liability? Should I incorporate, form an LLC, or do something else? Do I really need a business plan? What legal issues do I face if I have partners? How do I keep business liability from possibly consuming everything I've worked for? What about the changes in the law concerning employee classification that I've heard or read about? For the last 25 years, the small business attorneys of Weiss and Associates have been helping businesses just like yours work through these issues. For a cost-free consultation, call Weiss & Associates at 314-588-9500. Why be vulnerable when you don't have to be? Call today at 314-588-9500 or visit Weiss & Associates at their website, www.weissandassoc.com.
Does your organization do enough to effectively identify and develop future leaders?
most promote individuals to leadership roles with little preparation or training. Companies assume that past success effectively predicts success as a leader, ignoring the fact that the skills necessary in the individual contributor role are often very different from those needed for success as a leader. The Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College works to understand the knowledge, skills, and abilities necessary to help you make the right decision regarding leadership for the right reasons. If you want to make better leadership choices and improve leadership development for your organization, you may be interested in our Leadership Assessment Centers. To learn more, call 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309. Visit our website at www.stlcc.edu or follow us on Twitter at stlccwcd. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
The Downtown St. Louis Rotary Club meets every Thursday from noon p.m. at the Missouri Athletic Club, second floor, 405 Washington Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63102. Come join us for lunch and learn about our world-renowned organization that serves the St. Louis community and the world with major charitable causes. Meet fellow business owners, network, and be informed by top city leaders and marketplace leaders on topics of interest. This is a great way to network and be involved in our community. To attend, call Denise Hoxie, Executive Director at 314-894-1759 or email her at denisehrotarystl.org.
Welcome back, I should say, and I'm David Weiss, the resident legal guru, co-host of the How to Promote Your Business show. This show is brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results. Our show is also brought to you by Rapid eMarketing. If you have been considering an e-newsletter or CRM tool for your business, then check out our Rapid eMarketing virtual office tools demo at www.rapidemarketing.com or call Keith Wheeler and save him from cutting his lawn at 314-766-1000. Again, 314-766-1000.
And I'm April Trupiano, your co-host and leadership expert. And I just want to say welcome to our guests. I'm really excited to hear about what you have to share. And I was saying outside that Rotary is a club that I've been looking at for a long time and really wanting to know more about and how I can promote my, you know, promote what I do in my business and promote who I am as a person and who I am as a leader in my industry.
Who
so I'm excited.
Who are you?
If I tell you, I have to shoot you.
Okay.
The who asked that, right?
Okay. All right. So we got to
I love that. So thank you. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, right.
And I am thrilled that John Baker's here, the president of Downtown St. Louis Rotary. John, we're really, seriously, with all the teasing, I got two microphones in my face now. I don't know if I'm going to do it both here. But the first question is, what does service above self? We're going to get into what Rotary is. But the buzzword that drew me to Rotary was service above self. What is that?
Most of us spend our entire career serving ourselves, putting all our effort into our projects, our jobs, managing our employees, whatever happens to be related to our business, and our reward for that is the profit we make as businessmen and women.
True.
Service above self is the effort that we spend at some time in our lives we recognize the need to give back to our community. Service above self is the effort that we spend in giving to our community through projects, our philanthropical efforts.
I'll pay a nickel if you can say that.
But we do this as strictly as volunteers without any expect of return on investment for ourselves. It's strictly service above and beyond self.
Really? So Rotary is worldwide. When we talk about service about self, above self, how big is Rotary?
Rotary is the oldest and largest, depending on which parameter you use, community service organization in the world. We have, at the present time, over 1.2 million Rotarians worldwide.
Wow.
And, yeah. Wow. And over 34,000 clubs, small clubs like the Downtown St. Louis Club. And those 34,000 clubs cover over 200 countries.
Have you,
worldwide.
David, have you ever heard of Rotary?
Oh no, I've absolutely have heard of Rotary, and off during the break, John and I were talking, and you know, there's other fraternal organizations that come together collectively and assist in achieving whatever their goals are, and sometimes they are continuous goals, or sometimes they may be more of a short term, 2-3 year type project goal, and I just hats off to the men and women who come into these organizations. The organization provides the framework and the resources, and I think it's so important. I the one thing that my parents gave me above everything else, and they gave so much, was this sense of volunteerism. And I think these organizations allow that volunteer spirit to continue, because it's so hard to achieve anything by yourself. Coming together allows you to do it, and that's what Rotary does. And there's so many great projects. I know you're going to talk about it later. So.
Well, let's talk about the projects. I have a note here that Rotary. April, did you want to make a comment about Rotary before I did that? Are you familiar with Rotary?
I'm familiar with Rotary. I'm excited to learn more. Like I said, I've been looking at perhaps joining a Rotary club myself.
She's coming down as a guest.
I am going to come visit with you guys.
We're going to have a visit. We don't want to let her get out the door once she gets in the door.
They have an argument about who sponsors her.
I love that. Well, okay. But one of the things that I look at is, you know, even in what I talk with my clients and when I speak in public, one of the things that we talk about is servant leadership. And it's so important. It's so important that you as a person and who you are and who you develop yourself to be as a leader, that you're willing to go out there and serve. You know, you serve the people that you work with, the people you work for, but you serve the world at large when you do that. And again, that leads right into what you leave behind. That leads into legacy. So I'm all about
talking about. We're about legacy. And we understand, to help me understand this number, Rotary has donated over $250,000 in 5 years. The Downtown St. Louis Rotary Club.
That's just the Downtown Club, yes.
Downtown Club. So can you give us an example, really, before break, of a couple of things it's done for the community?
I think one of the neatest projects that I've been involved in personally is at the USO at the airport. We furnished the nursery, brand-new nursery at the airport.
Oh, uh-huh, cool.
There were a number of us there putting together the baby beds and cribs and just a brand new area, and the very same day that we finished, we got to see a soldier coming back from overseas, meeting his wife and newborn baby that he had never seen before. Absolutely a thrill, just one of the projects.
You know, that just can so motivate you to do more, because when you see that type of immediate payback to your efforts.
Yes.
It's just congratulations. That must have been just spine tingling.
Well, and John, wait. We're going to pick it up again after the break. We want you to expand on that if you want to. Okay. Well, we need to take a break. I know they come really fast. And we have our sponsors, and we will be right back after these brief announcements.
Hey listeners, are you trying to make more sales and reach more customers? With our web-based tool suite, Rapid eMarketing, you can organize your contact list, mine your prospects, link customers to your products and services, which is a sure formula for creating cash flow. In a results-driven economy, Rapid eMarketing can prove itself. You'll get tools like Rapid eNewsletter, Rapid eSurvey, Rapid eCalendar, and Rapid eCRM, our most powerful tool to reach your customers. There's much more, so what are you waiting for? Call 877-530-8577. That number again is 877-530-8577. And get started making more sales now.
Do your leaders and frontline supervisors know how to turn strategy into action, manage change, coach employees, develop successful teams? If not, the Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College can help you develop talent from within and turn your answers to these questions into a yes. As your company grows, having leadership talent at all levels is critical to your success. Our solutions team will help you develop leaders who have the skills to get past the status quo and take your company to the next level. We'll send a team to you for a free, no-obligation consultation. So if you're ready to take the next step to growth and success, call us at 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309. Or visit our website at www.stlcc.edu or follow us on Twitter at STLCCWCD. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
Are you just barely keeping it all together, hoping no one will notice? Are you simply overwhelmed from doing everything you can do to succeed, but never feeling like you've made it? Are you too tired from running your day-to-day business to have the life you dreamed? Are you wondering where your life went when you were constantly busy at the office? Are you sometimes not so sure if what you're doing matters? How would you like to uncover easy steps to create the business and life of your dreams? Design a step-by-step personalized blueprint so you know exactly what to do next or first. Explode profits the easy way. April Truppiano, international business coach, speaker, and author, can teach you proven ways to be able to step back from your business and have a life. Rediscover your passion for being in business. Use your vision, your leadership, and your legacy to have the power and influence that will change the course of your life. With April Truppiano, you can discover the power of click. To schedule your complimentary 15-minute strategy session with April today, call 314-363-3913. Again, that number is 314-363-3913.
Welcome back. I'm April Truppiano, your co-host and leadership expert, and this show is brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College, developing talent, improving results.
And I'm David Weiss, the resident legal guru.
Okay, and as soon as I get my headphones on, I'm Dr. Stan, the business doctor. And John, I didn't mean to cut you off, so we were talking about donating in our working with the St. Louis community. Why don't we expand it a little further? Give us some other things that are going on, because this is so important to St. Louis.
Sure. The Downtown Rotary Club has a charitable drive every year called the All-in-One Fund, which our members donate money strictly for charitable works in the city of St. Louis and the St. Louis area. Okay. I mentioned the new nursery at the USO, other projects that we've been involved in, for example, are buying baby beds for families in the city of St. Louis who can't afford them, so that babies actually sleep in a brand new crib or baby bed instead of a cardboard box.
Oh, that's so cool.
Buying diapers for nurses for newborn to use in the rounds that they make every day, serving, helping underserved children really in the city of St. Louis, which is one of our main focuses for the Downtown Rotary Club.
John, how did the Rotary Club of Downtown St. Louis select that, and is that a has that been its focus since the beginning, or is it a changing focus?
It's been the focus for many, many years, serving children of the city of St. Louis who need our help. And we have two different areas of giving. One is actually through a grant process where we select from any number of grant applicants those that we think meet all of the criteria of focusing on children in St. Louis, focusing on children in St. Louis who don't have any other or very little other financial source to meet their needs, and we select from those grant recipients four or five every year.
This is the Downtown St. Louis chapter. Are there other chapters locally?
Club.
I'm sorry.
Clubs.
All right. Club. Are there other clubs in the St. Louis area?
There are, and there are as many as 12 or 14 clubs in the St. Louis area.
But this is the biggest one.
St. Louis Club, within Rotary, the Club 11 is known as a large club. We have over 200 members. There are clubs as small as the Lambert Club that only has 16 or 17 members.
If you want to be with the movers and the shakers, I'm not disparaging the other clubs, but I came into Club 11, the 11th oldest club in the entire United States. There were 200 people. I sat down. I didn't even know if I wanted to join Rotary. I had a five-minute conversation with a lawyer who said his daughter was running a new business and hired me on the spot for $1,200 worth of consulting work, and I haven't even opened my mouth and said, one, two, or anything, you know? And he just gave me the deal. And I thought, I'd be an idiot. I wasn't hawking deals, but take me through a typical, let's go have an experience together. It's a Thursday. It's 10 minutes to 12. We're walking into the second floor of the Missouri Athletic Club. Take us through a typical meeting. What does a Thursday meeting look like?
Well, as you mentioned, we meet every Thursday at the Missouri Athletic Club downtown. Most Rotary clubs meet once a week. Rotarians love to eat, so we usually meet around a meal, a breakfast or a lunch. There are some clubs overseas that prefer dinner meetings, but the Rotary Club of St. Louis has met for years and years and years on Thursdays, 12 o'clock, Missouri Athletic Club. People start to arrive around 11:30, quarter to 12. Keep in mind, these are all business people that are coming from work, or retired business people who are coming to meet with those of us who are still working. And you start to hear a buzz in this huge, elegant dining room at the MAC. And by 11:45, 10 till 12, all you hear is 100-some-odd businessmen and women talking to each other about what's happened in their lives and their businesses in the last 7 days. At 12 o'clock, I get to ring the Rotary bell, and we all stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance and have an invocation by a Rotarian, and then sing one of our favorite songs.
You sing?
I'm serious, and we have a great time. And the older the song, the better the voice of the Rotarians.
Are no voices, but some people just mouth it. I know they're not really singing.
No, what do you guys sing?
God Bless America.
Okay.
Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, I was thinking Frank Sinatra,
America the Beautiful.
Dean Martin.
No. Yeah. That's right.
Row, row, row your boat.
We actually have some talented people in our club who will actually write a song for a particular presentation, which is the key to our Thursday meetings. We have a great program committee who 45, 50 times a year bring the greatest speakers to talk to us, and that's the focal point of our meeting, really, is to listen to somebody tell us, give us information that can help us.
I've seen the mayor, I've seen the chief of police, I've seen some of the top meteorologists in St. Louis, the president of the St. Louis Aquarium. I've seen so many people, John.
But were you there for Obi?
No.
2 weeks ago, we had Obi, the support dog from St. Louis Support Dog.
Yeah, I was there.
Probably one of our best programs of the year. We had Rotarians leaving their seats coming to look around the stage where Obi was showing us what she could do to help somebody who couldn't help themselves.
What was the name of that organization? I was there.
St. Louis Support Dogs.
So, and it's like a dog can pick up your glasses. If you drop a pill, they're trained to literally pick up your pill, not get a saliva on it, and put it into your hand. They can help you take your shoes off or put them on.
Absolutely.
They can
amazing.
Answer the phone for you. I have never seen, and they're golden labs. They're mostly golden labs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I can't tell my brother about that. He'll have one.
Oh, you would. And it's like $16,000, $18,000 to train one single dog. John, how do people get a hold of Rotary who are listening right now, the thousands of listeners that are listening? If they want to get a hold of Rotary and come down, how do they do it? What, off the top, you know, can you think of Denise's number? I can't.
Well, off the top, I just need to Google St. Louis Rotary Club, and you will be directed to our website, and there is our address, our phone number. We are one of the clubs fortunate enough to have a full-time employee, an executive director who...
That's Denise Hoxie. Denise Hoxie, how you doing? She's
who
great.
Takes care of all of those calls, and Denise will connect you with someone from our... membership committee who will
probably Rose Cooper
be welcome to have you as our guest.
Right. And if you have questions, you can also call me at 604-7350, and I will point to Denise and to Rose. But if you're a Rotarian somewhere in the United States, of the thousands of listeners we have, and
10,000 listeners
over, actually in our best show, 12,000, and you want to call today at 314-969-1380. And what's our 800 number, David?
Well, our 800 number is, you know, I didn't have my book open. It is 800-491-1380. 800-491-1380.
Dave, I know you're getting ready to sponsor or have a golf tournament yourself. The Rotary Club of St. Louis has a golf tournament every year. This year, also at Forest Park, where yours is going to be, we raised almost $30,000 net. And that money, 100% of it, will be used for charitable work in the St. Louis area.
And, you know, doing something, that's where one person can't raise that kind of money.
No.
And that's why I chair this golf tournament. I'm not the title sponsor. First Bank is, but it's for St. Elizabeth Academy, and they, like you, you support a city organization. This school supports young ladies in their secondary education, on to college. And can I plug this? I am. It's this Friday. It's at Forest Park Community Forest Park.
Go ahead, David.
Forest Park.
Yeah, go ahead,
Norm
David.
K. Probstein. You know, give me a call, 588-9500. I'll get you the brochure. We're still taking it. It's a great, great day of golf, and it supports. It's like you. It raises money. We say if we can raise 3.5 scholarships, that's a great way to do it, playing golf.
We have a marquee charity every year. This year, our charity, our beneficiary is right on St. Louis. A fabulous organization that works with severely mentally and physically handicapped children, puts them on the back of a horse, and just watches their life change from week to week.
Right, it's those extra special activities that give such absolute unrequited joy. You can see it in their eyes. Probably like the families that came and used the USO, a baby area, the infant area that you guys had just completed.
And that's the return on investment to service above self.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. John, what do you think? You know, you've been around for a while. How long have you been in this club?
A little over 7 years,
okay.
April.
And so what do you think has your members coming back year after year after year?
I do believe it's the opportunity to help people who need our help. Rotarians help people. That's what we do.
Yes.
And so I truly believe that every member of our club is there for the opportunity to reach out collectively, as Dave said, with other Rotarians and make a difference.
Right.
And we do that from the Down Club. We do that in downtown St. Louis and the St. Louis area. Side benefits are, you know, you're sitting, as Stan said, side by side with other business people, and you're talking about the St. Louis business climate, the economy, what's going to happen next in St. Louis, are we going to be okay, or how long is it going to last before it turns around, and so that is a side benefit, and we do business with each other.
Exactly.
If you need a new car, if you need a new house, if you need a new refrigerator, you should look for a fellow Rotarian.
Well, let me go another step on this. When we have meetings at the Rotary Club, before we get into the other questions, these are business people. I think people need to understand this isn't somebody that is always just retired. These are people that are aggressively in business, doing business in the community. You could be sitting next to a president of a company, a chief financial officer. You could be sitting next to April, or one of our top small business attorneys in St. Louis, David Weiss, our distinguished co-host. April, who's a leadership coach. You don't know who you would be sitting next to, but after a few minutes of conversation, nobody is real braggadocious or anything. They're just sincere.
But I think what's really great about this, John, and you'll attest to this, you know, especially for young people, because you said that you're really driving an initiative to have more young people come into the club and sort of revive it. And, you know, one of the things that as a young business owner, and when I say young, I mean maybe you've only been in business 5-10 years. And, you know, one of the things to remember, because we get dug in, we get so seeped in the day-to-day operations. But when we get out there and start to serve and start to do things for people other than ourselves, and what we find is we're sitting next to people that want to do the same things, then we start to create these relationships. One of the things that that I find is so important is creating bonds. You know, not just acquaintances. This is not a networking event. This is not something where you come in and hand out a business card. This is where you come in, you get to know the person sitting next to you, and you know what's in their heart. You know what really speaks to them as a person, because you're out there trying to serve the community in the same ways and feel that self-gratification in the same way. And that creates a bond that is so different than, I met you at the local networking club.
Yeah, because it's week after week.
Well, that's
it's week after it builds. It deepens. I'm sure, you know, by having it weekly versus just monthly. You know, and I'm sure people don't make every week, but they probably try to make 3 out of 4, if not more. And there might be some people that do it every week, but it's that relationship that really is the backbone of business.
Right.
That's what you look at.
Absolutely.
You know, and John, let me ask you. You raise a good point. Are you finding that younger people, young, getting started in business, are joining your Rotary Club?
I think that we had more young new members this last year than we've had in several years past. And that's one of our focus areas. Rotary International calls it New Generations. The St. Louis Club, following suit, has formed a New Generations Committee this year for our younger members to let them choose some projects of their own and see what they can do with some of our funds and some of our mentoring.
Well, I also want to comment that you can find the weekly clubs in the St. Louis Business Journal in the calendar section. It'll remind you for 52 weeks that there is a Rotary Club meeting in downtown St. Louis. Also, we advertise in the St. Louis Small Business Monthly, and you can go there and figure out how to register and come in and be a guest. And you will not be isolated or dropped off or anything. They'll take care of you. And let me ask you another question. Do Rotarians do business with other Rotarians?
Well, we do. I can give you an example. Just yesterday, I had an email from a Rotarian in the Rotary Club in Boulder City, Colorado. I have absolutely no idea who this man is other than that he's a Rotarian. And he went online, and he had a business transaction to conduct in St. Louis, and he needed an attorney.
Right.
And so he sent me an email and said, John, I'm a Rotarian from Boulder City. I have a business transaction, and I need an attorney to help me with it, and I need one in St. Louis. And so do you have an attorney in your Rotary Club who can help me? What Rotary Club doesn't have an attorney? And they often, like,
David just like gave
Dave White just handed me his card.
But,
I knew immediately. I mean, I just forwarded the email to an attorney in our club and said, would you please help this person or let one of your associates help this person? Or if you don't do this type of work, pass it on to one of our other attorneys and ask them to help this person. And within 5 minutes after I received that email, Rotarians were doing business with each other.
That's amazing. So, you know, and what that really speaks to, wouldn't you say, John, is the fact that Rotarians know the character of other Rotarians. They know the integrity level of other Rotarians. It is,
and there's a four-way test that we want to talk about a little bit later that assures the integrity of the person you're dealing with in Rotary. I tell people that they may not get the cheapest price, but they're going to get a fair price. They're going to get exemplary service and quality when they deal with Rotarians in business.
Well, that's perfect, because what we talked about here last week is that it's not about price, it's about value. And it's
Absolutely.
About what it's about the integrity of the person with whom you're doing business. So that is way more important, you know, and should be. And if I understand correctly, in your Rotarian clubs, there are classifications, and that means. Would you explain the significance?
There are. As we've hinted about or talked about, it's a business-based community service organization.
Okay.
You just can't walk in and join Rotary. You have to be invited. By a Rotarian, by a businessman who's a member of the Rotary Club. And we include all business classifications. Years ago, Rotary had this long list of business classifications: attorneys, doctors, chiropractors, dentists, plumbers. And so our business climate is so diverse now that Rotary International asked each individual club to create their own list of classifications, which is what we have in St. Louis.
But now, can you have more than one in each category in your club?
You can, but one of the things that we've always tried to do in Rotary is to not let it become monopolized by one group of businessmen over another. We're not a We're not an attorney's club. We have one in St. Louis. We're not a club of physicians. We have one in St. Louis. But we include all categories, and we try to limit each business classification to no more than 10% of our total membership. So we could have 20 attorneys, we could have 20 dentists, we could have 20 engineers, which, by the way, out there, we need more engineers, folks. So
really?
We're
great project managers.
we do try to achieve diversity and classification by placing that type of limit. We don't have that problem in St. Louis. Some of the larger clubs like San Diego or Los Angeles or Seattle that approach 400 or 500 members and do have concentrations of certain types professions do have that problem, but we would welcome anyone in St. Louis to talk to us about membership.
Yeah, that's wonderful, though, because it tells me that I'm not going to come in and have to compete with 50 other people doing what I do.
But is there an interview process? I mean, besides not overwhelming one particular industry, is there an application?
There is an application, and we follow up with that and check out the person's application.
So you don't just walk in and you're a member.
Right, no.
Well, we'd like to hear more about that after the break. It is time again for a few brief announcements and our special segments of the Rapid E Business Tips of the Day. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back to hear more about the application process.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, with your Rapid E Business Tips of the Day. Let's talk about networking tips using business cards. Maximize every per-chance meeting. You never know when you might meet someone who can help you. Place yourself at the right place at the right time. Consider volunteering to help out at the job fair or other types of events. This puts you in a better strategic position for presenting your resume or business card. Again, use in-your-face follow-up. It's up to you to give a person a reason to call you back. Immediately after a meeting, send a handwritten note thanking the person for their time. Insert your business card. Now you're in the driver's seat and standing out from other people. And finally, brand yourself with a slogan. Print a slogan on your business card that answers the question, why should I hire you? Or what makes you different from everybody else? A catchy phrase or slogan makes all the difference between getting hired or not, because people will remember you long after a meeting. And this is Dr. Stan, the Business Doctor, with your Rapid E Business Tips of the Day.
Hey, listeners, are you trying to make more sales and reach more customers? With our web-based tool suite, Rapid E Marketing, you can organize your contact list, mine your prospects, link customers to your products and services, which is a sure formula for creating cash flow. In a results-driven economy, Rapid E Marketing can prove itself. You'll get tools like Rapid E Newsletter, Rapid E Survey, Rapid E Calendar, and Rapid E CRM. Our most powerful tool to reach your customers. There's much more. So what are you waiting for? Call 877-530-8577. That number again is 877-530-8577. And get started making more sales now.
Are you a small business owner overwhelmed from doing everything you can to succeed but never feeling like you've made it? Are you too tired from running your day-to-day business to have the life you dreamed? Are you wondering where your life went while you're constantly busy at the office? And are you clear that you're not playing big enough in your life? Well, how would you like to instead uncover easy steps to create the business and life of your dreams? To design a step-by-step personalized blueprint so you know exactly what to do next? Explode your profits the easy way. Well, I'm April Truppiano, international expert on leadership, speaker, and author, and I can teach you proven ways to be able to step back from your business and have a life. I can teach you to rediscover your passion for being in business, create a vision that inspires you, develop your personal brand of leadership, and design your legacy, all to have the power and influence that'll change the course of your life. Discover the power of click, that moment when you thrive in your business and love your life. To schedule your complimentary 30-minute strategy session with me today, email me at april@getclicknow.com. That's april@getclicknow.com. And when you visit my website at getclicknow.com, you'll get a complimentary e-course I've designed just for you, delivered to your inbox today.
Hey,
Hey, listeners, we would like to extend an offer to help you grow your business by being a radio sponsor on the How to Promote Your Business show, which airs live every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. on 1380 AM Sports Radio with Dr. Stan, the business doctor, Keith Wheeler, the business CEO, and David Weiss, the resident legal guru. 1380 AM Sports Radio is one of the top radio stations in the Missouri and Illinois metro areas. Every week, the radio station reaches over 22,000 plus listeners that make corporate business purchasing decisions and 18,000 plus business executives or top level managers. What better place to be than with the decision makers that can buy your products or services?
Whether your business is very small or very large, size doesn't matter. This radio show can help. The How to Promote Your Business show format is designed to help business owners be more successful. As business experts, Keith, David, and Stan go over sales, marketing tips, legal tips, and e-strategies along with great guerrilla marketing tactics. In addition, they also bring in experts to interview from different areas of business, like branding, financial, educational, community leaders, and C-level executives from small to very large companies to share their strategies and insights. The How to Promote Your Business show content is not just from textbooks, but from actual live experiences. Information is shared during the hour to help business owners improve their skills and help their business.
Finally, listeners, here are a few good reasons why you should consider. Do you know what it means when a business goes lean? Lean refers to a set of fundamental principles and processes that help any type of organization improve its ability to produce products or services of the highest quality at the lowest cost and in the shortest amount of time. Traditionally, lean is associated with manufacturing firms using lean manufacturing to gain a competitive edge. However, many other types of industries are also adapting lean thinking. Hospitals use lean to save lives. Service and retail organizations use lean to wow customer service experiences. The Workforce Solutions team of St. Louis Community College understands how to implement lean at any type of organization so that it sticks and you see returns on your investment. Our team will work with you every step of the way, providing consultation, training, and return on investment. To meet our team and begin your lean journey, call 314-539-5309. That's 314-539-5309. Or visit our website at stlcc.edu. Or follow us on Twitter at stlccwcd. This message brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College. Developing talent, improving results.
Welcome back. I'm April Truppiano, your co-host and leadership expert. This show is brought to you by your Workforce Solutions team at St. Louis Community College. Developing talent, improving results. And we want to just give a shout out and say thank you to past president Rotarian John Reed, who called in to just make sure we had this info for you guys. If you want to get in touch with the St. Louis Downtown Rotary Club and become, you know, come in and join and visit, you would call 314-894-1759. That's 314-894-1759. And you can find them on the web at rotarystl.org.
And I'm David Weiss, the resident legal guru, and we would like to encourage you to call in and ask questions during the show. You can reach us here in St. Louis at 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. Again, locally, 314-969-1380 or 800-491-1380. You can also reach us on the web by going to the How to Promote Your Business show.com. And we do have a caller on the line. David, are you there?
I am.
David, hi. Welcome to the How to Promote Your Business show. Do you have a question or comment?
A comment. I'm also a member of Rotary Club downtown.
Oh, good.
And I want to emphasize, too, that when it comes to joining, we certainly like to have the senior leaders of companies and the movers and shakers, if you will, but it's also a wonderful opportunity for the senior executives to provide additional support for some of their younger executives. I grew up in a big company environment and got lots of corporate development, but some of the smaller companies don't have the opportunity to develop some of their younger executives. The experiences that you find in working with or meeting with other Rotarians at the club gives a great breadth of experience, friendships, and experiences in other industries that you don't get any other place. And so from that standpoint, having a younger executive come in, sponsored by a company, for some development is a great opportunity.
That's a great idea. Thank you. John, did you want to say anything?
No, I think we want to get on to your next question.
Okay. All right. Well, John, let me ask you this. you know, the Rotary, the downtown St. Louis Club of Rotary is really part of a larger organization, Rotary Club International, correct?
Rotary International, exactly.
And tell us, what's the relationship? You know, does the downtown club support, are there projects that the international club organization establishes?
Sure.
How does that work?
Sure. We have two opportunities to do that. One is mandatory, and that's through our dues. A certain percentage of our dues goes on to our Rotary district in the state, and then to Rotary International that services worldwide projects. The other opportunity is through direct contributions to the Rotary International Foundation. Both the St. Louis Foundation and Rotary International Foundation are 501c3 corporations, so any contributions are 100% tax deductible. The Rotary International attacks such huge problems as water quality in underdeveloped nations, where they actually pay for water wells and water systems, wells to be drilled and distribution systems to be installed. They take care of eye surgeries for people who ordinarily would not be able to afford them. A $100 contribution in Rotary provides 4 eye surgeries.
Oh my gosh.
You know, of course, we have a lot of volunteers there, surgeons who are doing this on their own time at their own expense. But $25 for a cataract surgery is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, exactly.
But the major international worldwide focus of Rotary International at the present time is the Polio Plus project. This is a phenomenally successful project in which, not only in our lifetime, but probably within this year or the next, polio will be eradicated from the face of the earth. Not one more single child will have to contract this disease.
You know who, and tell us about the Bill and Linda Gates Matching Fund Foundation for Polio.
Absolutely. It's a joint partnership between the World Health Organization, Rotary International, UNICEF, the UN, all of these organizations working together to eradicate polio. But several years ago, we were approached by Bill and Melinda Gates, who offered Rotary $200 million if we could come up with another $100 million of our own. And Rotary did that.
Holy cow.
And just 2 years ago, Bill and Melinda Gates, seeing the success of this program, gave Rotary another $255 million if we could come up with $100 million of our own. By June of 2012, Rotary will have raised all of their money. So $555 million spent on eradicating polio. 10 years ago, there were over 500,000 cases of polio a year. Do the math, that's 1,000 cases of polio a day.
Wow.
Sometime in this year or next year, there will be 0 cases of polio. There are still 3 countries that have reported cases of polio. The success that we're having is probably best illustrated in India, where last year they had over 300 cases of polio. As the international convention at the end of May, only 1 case of polio had been reported in India this year. And this is being accomplished by Rotarians volunteering their time to go to these countries for national days of immunization, going door-to-door, holding baby-by-baby, and dropping the drops on their tongue.
Oh my gosh.
And through the effort of Rotarians worldwide and through the help of people like Bill and Melinda Gates, who have donated so generously of their wealth, and individual Rotarians who have given $25 here, $50 there, $1,000 to the Rotary Foundation. All of that money has been spent on the Polio Plus program, and we're going to win. We are going to win, and we're going to have a great party.
Isn't that a great party?
Party.
That's a great feeling. That is fabulous.
Well, that's a project that Rotary has selected, and is that a recent project, or have they been doing that for years before?
We've been working on it for 10 years.
Okay. Right. And so how do those projects come up through the ranks, if you will, and that's how it's decided?
Actually, for Rotary International, there is a grant process, and it's called the Global Grant Process. And for projects much smaller than Polio Plus, right, but much larger than what any individual club could take care of themselves, projects on the order of several hundred thousand dollars to put in a school where there isn't a school, or to build a nursery for orphan children where there isn't one. Those types of projects are suggested to Rotary International by Rotarians from anywhere in the world, and then Rotary International Grant Board decides which ones we're going to sponsor.
Amazing accomplishments, though. I don't know if our listeners really had an idea of the scope and the breadth of what you all do on the local level as well as the international level. So, John, thank you for sharing that. There is another thing here that we talked about. I know you guys do exchanges and scholarships and things like that, which is incredible. But you also have a group called Interact, which I understand our caller David is on the committee for that. And David, thanks again for your call and a very, very important point that you made. Would you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure, and David could have talked the rest of the day about Interact.
No.
But Interact is kind of like a junior Rotary, if you will, and it's focused on children in middle school and high school between the ages of 12, I believe, and 18. And each individual Rotary club sponsors one or more Interact clubs. Here in St. Louis, the downtown club has been very successful establishing two Interact clubs. And the purpose of Interact is to teach young people how to get along with each other, to teach them how to respect each other, to teach them integrity and leadership skills, and most importantly, the idea of community service.
Absolutely. Thinking beyond themselves. You know, children at these, young people at these ages, all that is in front of them is, you know, whatever gadget they want, however their hair looks, what their peers think of their clothes, you know, all of these things that, don't get me wrong, I understand that those are issues to deal with, but if you can get them thinking beyond themselves, and not only that, but if you can get them thinking globally at that tender age, because we live in a global world now, this is not, there aren't any boundaries anymore, and they have to start thinking globally and sustainability. And when you start forming these young minds, that's amazing. That's amazing. Thank you for that work.
I was at a meeting recently where the Gateway Technical High School Rotaract chapter received their charter from Rotary International. And one of the young students that I was introduced to was a Vietnamese girl who had only been in the United States for about 5 years. For a Vietnam veteran who worked in Saigon, where her parents lived, it was quite an experience to sit there and talk to this young person who was now in this country, in this town, our St. Louis town, in one of our high schools, giving back to our community.
Amazing.
Her Interact Club and one of their projects collected, I believe that it was over, and I'm sure David will correct me, I believe it was over 10,000 cans of food to distribute to a food shelter here in St. Louis.
You know, I think that, you know, what I'm hearing is, and April, you raised the question, the issue is, you know, I guess from, you know, I'm middle age, and there's the younger, you know, younger workforce, there's an entitlement mentality. And this, you know, Rotary clubs allows them to place others first.
Absolutely.
Instead of me first. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I look back at my parents' generation and how they came back, you know, from World War II, and they were, you know, that was their community. They didn't have all these other outside socialization things. It was in their community. And this allows you to be tangible as opposed to ethereal with social networking.
John, we got about 1 minute to go. Would you like to make a closing comment?
I would. Rotary is all about service above self, and as our new international president has described it this year, it's about reaching within ourselves to serve humanity, whether it's in our neighborhood, whether it's in our downtown St. Louis whether it's in Joplin, where there are so many victims of the tornadoes, or whether it's overseas, where people are so much less fortunate than we are. It is about serving and helping other people.
Well, I think what we want to do is we want to also say to St. Louis, call Rotary at 314-894-1759, 314-894-1759. Audience, next week, first of all, I want to thank John Baker. Thank you, John, for representing Rotary today. And myself, Dr. Stan, the business doctor. We have to my right the distinguished April Trupiano, the leadership expert. To my left, the august resident guru, David Weiss. We wish to wish you a great weekend. Next week, our guest will be Dr. Annette Valancourt, PhD. She'll be talking about a new science called appreciative inquiry, sometimes called AI, which is an organizational development method that seeks to engage all levels to optimum performance. I think you're going to find that fascinating. And again, thank you, Mr. John Baker of Rotary, Mr. President. And have a great week, and we will see you same time, same station.